How y'all doing? Happy holidays. Room sounds a little gloomy.
Holidays happier than they were a couple hours ago?
Yeah, I mean, I still would have been smiling because, you know, we got the holidays coming up, but this just makes it even sweeter.
How much of it's confidence and morale when you lose three games in a row is to keep it together?
Yeah. It's about execution, man. It's a simple word, but it's a very tough task to do. And to come in and week out and execute at a high level, that's tough, but that's what we get paid to do. And, you know, the pressure was on us, and not just because my quarterback's here. You know, I've always said that he's handled the pressure better than anybody I've ever seen. I actually joked with him on the sideline and said, Joe, I mean, I can't throw a ball, I can run, but I could not play quarterback in this league. Too much goes on, too much thought thinking that goes on, but he's done a great job handling it. And I said, we go as Joe go. And today, you know, we just, everybody pinched in. Everybody did their job.
What was different about today?
I mean, the difference was for us, I just think we had a little bit more sense of urgency because we knew what was at stake. This was a championship game for us. You know, next week, yeah, we understand what that game is, but this was the championship for us. This was, you know what, solidified a home playoff game, you know, back-to-back, you know, division champs. That's huge around here. So, you know, the expectation is to win. So we'll humble ourselves. We'll enjoy this win, and we'll get back to work, you know, in Cincinnati because, and obviously, you know, they're our next opponent. But playoff football essentially started today.
Ray, given the three straight losses, how important is it to get the ball first drive, four third down conversions, march right down the field and score?
Oh, man, you know, we always talk about just getting the first down. You know, so just getting the first down really felt good. But obviously, you know, when you're driving, you get the ball down the field and you score. You know, that builds momentum because obviously, you know, we're a team that feeds off each other. Your defense gets a three and out, it's time to, you know, put points up. And when you score that fast, you know, it puts the other team in the position where, you know, they got to change their whole game plan. They can't run their offense the way they want to when you score fast.
What do you think of some of the offensive wrinkles today? I mean, Joe running the option there and pitching to you, stuff like that.
Oh, man. Joe's athletic. I'm just glad he got it out to me. It was really, really good play. Something we worked on, but obviously, you know, that's another play where I just talked about the execution, you know, and we've had it, you know, and it's just great that, you know, with Jim Caldwell, we've been running things that we've been running all year. The plays haven't changed, you know, so we get back to the fundamentals, and we just got to work.
Ray, your offensive line has been criticized recently, but you rushed for more than 200 yards as a team, and Joe pretty much was kept clean. Can you talk about what the guys up front did against a pretty strong front?
You know what? I mean, them guys, you know, they work very hard. It's one of the hardest. I mean, they are the hardest working group in the building. You know, they meet, they work, they just work and work. One thing I like about our line is that we're athletic, and we got guys that can do multiple things. You know, you don't see tackles moving as fast as our tackles. You know, then we got our inside guys who's, you know, big and physical guys. And with our leadership of Matt Burke in there. So them guys really got the job done. You know, we don't get 100 yards. We didn't let up a sack today. That's something we take pride in. You know, and obviously we want to protect Joe, but, you know, the run game is something, you know, Coach Harbaugh said last week, we want to get going. And today, you know, we definitely found our stride in the run game.
Bernard Pierce get that touchdown after his long run and just
your thoughts on his day? I joke with him. I said, we got one thing in common. We do get caught from behind. So, you know, we got two different running styles, but it was great to see the guy go over 100. He's definitely been a great compliment to me. He's a student of the game, and, you know, he's only going to get better. I'm looking forward to working for him for many years to come.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
All right.